The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Doing, folks? Welcome to, you got it, the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to talk about very important things going on in the world. And from time to time as well, give you a chance to respond, certainly with prayer and advocacy and other ways as well. And this part of the show, as we open up today, I'm thrilled to be able to once again raise our mutual and collective concerns over the fact that millions of Christians around the world are being persecuted for their faith every single day of their lives. As a matter of fact, as the Voice of the Martyrs website puts it, from Pakistan to Kazakhstan, Nigeria to North Korea, Christians routinely face discrimination, harassment, violence, and even death for their faith in Jesus. And their suffering is unimaginable. Now, this great global ministry also reminds us that Hebrews 13 gives us a command that as their fellow believers, we are to pray for those suffering as if we ourselves were suffering. In other words, not only remembering them, there's a place for that, but also identifying with them in their suffering. Joining me to help us understand really some of the ways we can do that, Todd Nettleton. Many of you already know Todd is the Voice of the Martyrs Director of Media Relations and Message Integration, and he's the host of The Voice of the Martyrs with Todd Nettleton, which you hear on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM. Also, by the way, Sirius XM Channel 131 Family Talk at 4:30 on Sunday afternoons. And I got to say, it's an excellent program. I frequently try to catch it on my way home from church Sunday afternoons. And Todd, my friend, welcome again to the show. It's an honor to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to be with you.
First, the two things we're going to be talking about, at least. First, the case of the Malaysian Christian pastor, who I guess we still don't know after, what, 32 months, where he is or what's happened. We'll talk about that. And of course, I always look forward to having you really help us underscore the importance of the upcoming International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church this year on Sunday, November 3rd. So let's start with that first one. What can you tell us about Pastor Raymond Koh?
Well, Raymond Koh was abducted off the streets of Malaysia February 13th, 2017. So as you mentioned, about 32 months ago, he has not been seen or heard from since. His car has never been found. However, his family did go door-to-door and actually track down security camera video of him being abducted. Now, the amazing thing about this video is it shows at least five different vehicles, at least 13 men involved in this abduction. The whole thing took less than 40 seconds. So this was not some criminal who just woke up that morning and thought, hey, I'll go abduct someone. Clearly they had trained, clearly they had planned for this. And like I say, he hasn't been seen or heard from since. We here at Voice of the Martyrs launched a petition drive online, actually just a week and a half ago, releaseraymond.com. What we are asking is sign your name, add your name to the petition, calling on the Malaysian government to explain what happened. Because We don't know. We don't know where he is. The Human Rights Commission in Malaysia has blamed this forced disappearance on the special branch of the police, which is sort of the intelligence section of the police. But nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been held accountable. Nobody's been charged with anything. And again, Raymond Koh is still missing. His family is still wondering, where is he?
Did he have an unusually prominent and effective ministry that was high profile, or any reason you can determine why they targeted him as opposed to maybe other Christians in Malaysia?
Well, I had the chance to interview his wife, Susanna, earlier this year, and she traced the start of persecution. Pastor Raymond Koh had a sort of a ministry to the down and out. He helped the homeless. He helped AIDS patients. And they held a thank you dinner for the ministry for some of their donors. And some of those donors were Muslims, but they held this event at a church. And so the government came in and said, well, wait a minute, you're trying to evangelize Muslims. Look, you had this event at a church. And they said, well, it wasn't evangelizing. It was a thank you dinner for our donors. We just happened to have the dinner at a church. That seems to have been what sort of got him on the radar of anti-evangelistic groups in Malaysia. But it's unclear. After that, they were mailed a box with bullets in it, kind of pretty subtle message. Hey, here's a box of bullets. If you keep doing your ministry, this is what's going to happen to you. But he was not, you know, super well known. It's not like he was, you know, preaching on TV, but he was known for ministry in the country of Malaysia.
Talk on that last point, Todd, if you would, about Malaysia's strong, strict rules against any efforts at evangelism. Am I right?
Evangelism of the Malay people is against the law. It's a very fascinating country because there are ethnic Chinese people in Malaysia. It's no problem for them to be a Christian. There are ethnic Indians in Malaysia. No problem for them to be a Christian. But if you are doing outreach, if you are evangelizing to the ethnic Malay people who are considered to be 100% Muslim, that's where you run into trouble. And so any evangelism that happens with Malays is typically very low-key, sort of what we might call secret or underground evangelism. But what Pastor Raymond Koh was doing was reaching out to the down and out. He was reaching out, like I said, to homeless people and AIDS patients and people who weren't being helped within that society. But some of them were ethnic Malay people, but the government wasn't doing anything for them, and Pastor Raymond Koh was willing to help them.
Well, we do want to pray for him. We want to pray for his wife, Susanna. And also, I want to reiterate what you said. There's a website. We all can go and sign that and talk about why that's important. Some folks may say, well, the government of Malaysia doesn't care what I sign or whether I sign anything. That's not true, is it?
It's not true. And one of the things, there's a lot of interesting things in this story, but since the abduction more than 2 years ago, Malaysia has actually replaced its government. The government that was in charge at the time of the abduction has been voted out of power. A new leader has been brought in. And so there is some hope. You know, he's not obliged to cover for this event. He's not obliged to make it go away because he wasn't in charge then. So there's hope that the government will really step forward and say, yes, we want to be honest. We want to say what happened. But it is going to take some international attention. It's going to take people signing a petition or people calling the Malaysian embassy and saying, hey, what happened to Pastor Raymond Koh? Again, Malaysia's own Human Rights Commission blames this on the police. They say it was the police that abducted him. So the government needs to really be transparent and allow the culprits to be held accountable.
Again, the website, folks, as we go to this break, releaseraymond.com. Releaseraymond.com. Let's all go there and sign on the petition. Let's pray for his wife, Susanna, and for he himself, that he will be released. They'll discover where he is and that the Malaysian government will step in and release our brother. That's so important. Now, stay with us. We have a lot more to talk about with Todd Nettleton coming right up.
The Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God but don't know where to begin? I've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, in one of 8 degree programs at Dallas Theological Seminary's DC campus. DTS DC is designed for busy adults. Our hybrid model combines online lectures with on-campus sessions, so a typical class only requires 3 Saturdays per semester. So there's no need to uproot your life in order to go to seminary. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we're also more affordable. Right now, DTS is offering a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to everyone who starts this spring. That's $1,000 towards your first class at DTS. Join us for Seminary Preview Day on Saturday, November 9th. During our preview day, you can visit a class, meet current students, and eat lunch with the faculty. If you would like to learn more about our DC campus, please visit dts.edu/WAVA.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own, real, naturally growing hair. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in Washington, D.C. who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. My guest is Todd Nettleton. He is Director of Media Relations, Message Integration with VOM Radio. He's the host of that show that you hear every Sunday at 1:30 here on WAVA-FM and also at 4:30 p.m. on our sister Salem station, Sirius XM, Channel 131, Family Talk. A couple of websites, persecution.com/martyr. And vomradio.net. And again, want to remind you of the one that we just mentioned, releaseraymond.com. And before we leave that entirely, Todd, I understand that the signatures that you collect are going to be taken right to the Malaysian embassy here in D.C. Is that right?
That is correct. We will be delivering them and letting them know, hey, there are thousands. We're already up over 30,000 signatures just in the first 10 days. There are a lot of American Christians who care about Raymond Coe and want to know what happened to him. And so we will be delivering that message in person to the Malaysian embassy.
Make your name one of them, folks. Go and sign as quickly as you can, releaseraymond.com. Now, the other great event I at least wanted to have time to talk about with you today is the all-important 2019 International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Talk about the significance of that day for the suffering church at large and some of the areas that need our prayers and attention this year, and anything else you want to share with pastors and churches about that day.
Well, the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is the response to the number one request of persecuted Christians. When we go and meet with them, we say, you know, we're going back to America. We're going to talk to American Christians. How can we help you? What can they do? The first thing they say is pray for us. And so the International Day of Prayer, the first Sunday in November, is a very strategic time for the church at large. And literally, there will be thousands of churches that are participating. And some are going to give the whole service. We've heard from churches that actually put on some kind of underground church service for their service that Sunday. Some are going to just make it a special part of their normal morning prayer time. But we hope every church will do something to remember the prisoners, as Hebrews 13:3 tells us, remember the prisoners as if you were in prison with them. You would want to know that people are praying for you. You would want to know that people are looking out for your family while you're in prison. Those are things that are part of the International Day of Prayer. Voice of the Martyrs produces resources to help churches do this. Many of them are free. They're available on our website, persecution.com, including a special video. This year, the video focuses on the most closed country in the world, the nation of North Korea. And it tells the story of a martyr, a man named Pastor Han, who actually was the pastor of a church in China right along the North Korean border. But he would work with and minister to and share Christ with North Koreans who came across that border. And so the video tells the story of Pastor Han through the eyes of one of those who came across that border and met Pastor Han, eventually through him met Jesus Christ, and then went back to North Korea. Amazing bravery to cross that river the other direction back into North Korea in order to share the gospel with people there. That video will help you to pray. It will help the people in your church or your Bible study group or your Sunday school class to know who we're praying for. We're praying for people like Pastor Han and like Song Chul, the man who's in the video.
And again, they can get that video at
persecution.com, right at the top of the page. All of our IDOP resources are available.
Let's talk for a few minutes that we have here about what's going on in China, increasing persecution in China. And of course, we know that it's been in the secular news regarding the NBA's flap over Hong Kong. Talk about what's happening to the church in China.
Well, another church building was demolished just over the weekend. On Friday, two of the church's pastors were arrested on Sunday. This is in Anhui province. Now, the interesting thing about this was a very large church building. It would seat 3,000 people. It was a registered church. It was a church that supposedly had permission from the government to exist, had permission to build this building, and yet, for some reason, the Chinese government has now decided, oh, wait a minute, we actually don't want a church there. We certainly don't want 3,000 Christians to gather together. And so Friday, they came in actually during a service and said, hey, everyone get out of the building. We're going to demolish it. They did not show any kind of documentation, any type of legal order from a judge or from somebody else that said they had permission. They simply knocked down the church building. This is another one. So this has been happening on a routine basis as the Chinese government tries to control every aspect of Chinese society, including religious expression. And the church says, well, yes, we love our country. Yes, we pray for our leaders. But the head of the church is Christ, not the Communist Party.
And speaking of the Christian leaders there, I understand that church, two of the pastors were arrested. And also you had some information you gave us on Pastor Wang Yi, Early Rain Covenant Church, also arrested. What's going on there?
Pastor Wang Yi was arrested in December, and he is still being held. expected that he will have a trial sometime soon. Now, we don't know what soon might mean in the Chinese legal system. Pastor Wang Yi was, before he became a pastor, was a law professor. And so he's very familiar with the legal system. He had already established, you know, hey, if I'm arrested, these are the people I want to represent me. These are the lawyers I want. Well, the judge has now said, no, 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 we're not going to let those lawyers represent you. We, the state, out of the kindness of our hearts, we will assign lawyers who will represent you, which shows you what kind of trial he's going to have and how fair it will be. He was not even allowed to pick his own lawyers. And like I say, that trial is anticipated soon, probably within the next month or so. And he could be facing years in prison for his Christian work in China.
And I want our listeners to know, Todd, that so often these really in-depth and kind of behind the scenes, hard to get, no doubt, interviews are often what you air Sunday afternoons here on your program with us at 1:30. In fact, I'm thinking about Pastor Andrew Brunson. I believe you've aired his interview.
Yeah, we just had an interview the last two weekends with Andrew Brunson, and amazing transparency from Andrew Brunson. You know, we often think of imprisoned or persecuted Christians as these great heroes who are never discouraged, they're never down. Andrew Brunson is very honest. He says, listen, I was broken in prison. I was broken by that experience, but God was still faithful. God still sustained me. He just is amazingly honest about how discouraging and how hard it was to be in prison. And one of the fascinating things to me, and he says this in his new book as well, is he talks about the fact that he had counted the cost of being killed. In fact, there had been an attempt on his life during his time as a pastor in Turkey. But he said, I never counted the cost of going to prison because no missionaries in Turkey got put in prison. So I didn't think I had to worry about that. And so when he was there, it was very hard and very discouraging. But again, out of that comes the faithfulness of God and Andrew's willingness to say, listen, okay, God, I'm still going to serve you. Even if you don't get me out of prison, I'm still going to love you. Even if I don't hear from you, I'm still going to love you. And that the condition of his heart and how he responded to that, I think is really inspiring.
Once again, a few minutes with Todd Nettleton. And I remind you, his program is Sunday afternoons at 1:30 here on FM and on our sister Salem Station channel 131 Family Talk Radio on Sirius XM at 4:30 in the afternoon. And I've never heard one of his programs that wasn't riveting and informative both. And so I want you to keep that in mind. Now, another area we've talked about from time to time on this program, Todd, is the church in Iran. And I understand it is growing there, but what's happening?
Well, everyone in Iran is suffering right now, and the sanctions and the economic conditions are bad. That affects both Christians and non-Christians alike. One of the things, and I had a conversation with an Iranian Christian just a few weeks ago, he said, you know, it is harder to witness to people now because nobody trusts anybody. In the situation where the economy is so bad, nobody has trust. So if you start talking about Jesus, it's like they pull back because they just don't trust you. But in the midst of that, God continues to work. I had the chance to interview some Iranian Christians earlier this year and heard amazing stories of dreams and visions and supernatural things that God is really stepping in and building his church, even as human situations act against the church. And so the church is growing. That is also coming with persecution. In fact, just within the last week, I believe it was five more Christians have been sentenced to prison inside Iran for leaving Islam, choosing to follow Christianity. So the church is growing, but persecution is coming alongside that.
And that's why these programs such as yours and what we do here in WAVA and other Salem stations, our voices couldn't be more timely or more needed than at this very moment, right?
It is so important, and especially as we head into the season of the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, Christians in hostile and restricted nations know about this day. They know this is a day they're being prayed for. It is a great encouragement to them to know that. So again, I just circle back to that and encourage everybody to be involved on the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church coming up in November.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Todd Nettleton, truly one of the great Christian leaders in the area of the suffering church and how we can be a voice for it. We use their materials every year as part of our International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, which we will again at Plymouth Haven Baptist Church this coming November 3rd. And their videos are excellent. Their resources are excellent. And you can access them at persecution.com. You want to learn more about the radio ministry, you can go to vomradio.net. And remember, we also need your signature, along with many others, some 30,000 now already on behalf of the pastor in Malaysia, releaseraymond.com. Releaseraymond.com is that website. I hope you'll go there and get others to do so as well.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What is on our Oscar radar this week? Well, it's the new biopic Harriet from Focus Features. It's the extraordinary tale of Harriet Tubman's escape from slavery and transformation into one of America's greatest heroes. Her courage, ingenuity, tenacity all freed hundreds of slaves and changed the course of history. These inspirational stories are so important to me, especially in today's climate. Look for Harriet in theaters, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm, phones, mm-hmm. Life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm,
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you got to say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou.
He's like you.
800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta.
800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
Road to Reality with KP O'Hannon is heard Sundays at 12 noon on life-changing talk radio, WAVA-FM.
Rich Lee here to talk about my friends at I Hate Knee Pain. They help me get rid of my knee pain. So, if you're tired of your daily aching knees, you need to visit I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville. They offer a breakthrough program without risky surgery or harmful drugs. A unique approach with hundreds of raving fans like me. It's FDA approved. Covered by Medicare and most major medical insurances. Call 301-679-7900. That's 301-679-7900. Or go to IHateKneePain.com.
This credit report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Continues to be a very tough ride around the entire area. Delays on all the major highways moving in and out of town. Adelup moving from Maryland and Virginia is jammed from Old Georgetown Road off and on all the way to Little River Turnpike in Annandale. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. I'm Barry Millison with traffic on 105.1 WAVA.
Clear and cold tonight. Low 36 with freezing temperatures in the normally colder spots outside the Beltway. Mostly sunny and cool tomorrow. High 57. Partly cloudy and chilly tomorrow night, low 39. For Sunday, breezy and quite cool. Plenty of sunshine, high 54. With the AccuWeather weather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, continuing our discussion about local politics and the critical issues at stake. In an earlier hour, I spoke with a former Virginia House delegate from District 31, the Honorable L. Scott Linkenfelter. And during that conversation, he emphasized his own personal endorsement of my next guest, Daryl H. D.J. Jordan, Jr., who is now running for the District 31 seat once held by Delegate Linkenfelter. Also has endorsements from the Virginia Society of Human Life and the Virginia Watchman Council. D.J. holds a bachelor's in communication from Liberty University, master's from the Johns Hopkins University, served on Capitol Hill for 10 years in the offices of a longtime friend of this show, Republican Representative Robert Hatterholt of Alabama, also served with Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. DJ, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you with us. Thanks for joining me.
Mr. Crow, it's great to be on the show as well. Big fan of you and all you're doing, so great to be here.
Well, thank you. What are the top issues on your agenda that you believe really are worth all the... I say it with a laugh because I know it's true. All the grueling hard work and time for running for a public office, I'm sure there are more fun things to do, but I so appreciate people like yourself saying, look, I got to do this, maybe for my family, my neighbors. What really are some of the issues you're concerned about?
Well, Mr. Crow, there's a couple of reasons. This district represents part of Prince William County and Fauquier County, but all over Virginia, on Tuesday, this election is going to be extremely important, and it will decide the direction of our Commonwealth for at least a decade. And so it's really important for people to be engaged right now. Every single statewide office holder right now in Virginia is a Democrat. The governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. And right now the state legislature and the House of Delegates has a one-seat Republican majority. And in the state Senate, there is also a one-seat Republican majority. And there's a ton of special interest money coming into Virginia because the Democrats want to flip that so that they control every single branch of government. And so if that happens, you're going to see Virginia turn and look more like California and New York rather than the Virginia that we know and love. So economic issues and business issues are really, really important. Virginia was just named the best state for business, and one of the reasons is because of our minimum wage and also because of our right-to-work laws, which basically prevent a worker from being forced to join a union. And if the Democrats take over the state legislature, that will be repealed. Another issue is abortion and life, which is something that is extremely important to me. Many of you listening have heard of the Kathy Tran late-term abortion bill, and my opponent co-sponsored that bill, and she's very proud of it. And so that bill will become law if the Democrats take over Richmond on Tuesday. And then last but not least is parental control over education. My opponent voted against the bill that would have codified parental notification for parents in case our schools ever bring forward any content that is inappropriate sexually or violently with materials. And so I think parents should have the right to be able to know what their kids are thinking. And so those are just three of many other issues that are really are making this an important election on Tuesday.
You have a great website. I was visiting it a while ago. And by the way, folks, you can check it out at votedj.com, votedj.com. And you have, in fact, 10 just in your policy agenda for education. You have 10 items. I'm not going to ask you to list all 10, but you've touched on some of them. But really, that is so pivotal. That is so seminal, I should say, to shaping a culture, what we're teaching our kids. And we're seeing the price of not
allowing stuff to go, or rather permitting stuff to go on for years now in our educational system that really has dumbed down our kids academically. But even in terms of morals and ethics, we look at the battle at Fairfax County, the school board there, and other school boards like Loudoun County. These are critical issues. Do you want to say anything more about your agenda for education?
Absolutely. I think in Virginia, we need to turn our education system being back more about education and less about indoctrination. There's a lot of agenda items and philosophies that are being mainstreamed in our public school system. And I don't think it's good for our community, and it's definitely not good for our diverse population in Northern Virginia. I talk to a lot of immigrant families, minority families, and they're appalled by some of the things that are being taught in regards to sexuality and gender and environmental and things like that, where it should be taught at home. What people do in their home is their business, but that doesn't mean you have to teach our children. In addition, I think we need to focus more on writing, arithmetic, and the basics of education. Also, you'll see in my plan that I actually want to increase financial literacy in our school system, especially in some of our inner-city schools and low-income schools, where we are teaching the basics about budgeting, about economics, and things like that. I think one of the reasons, honestly, why people don't care as much about our ridiculous government federal debt, and also one of the reasons why so many individuals are assuming so many debt, is because they don't know that much about the impact of debt on your own personal well-being. They just think, oh, somebody else will pay for it. So I think we need to go back to the basics with our education system rather than trying to satisfy every single special interest group that's out there.
Now, you also have a well-defined policy agenda on your website for transportation, and I've talked about that with Gary Higgins a little while ago, and I know it's a major concern here in Northern Virginia. What are your thoughts in that regard?
Our transportation system in Northern Virginia is a nightmare, and I know it firsthand. I have commuted myself inside the Beltway nearly my entire adult life. I now work at a public relations firm in Falls Church, and the commute is a nightmare, and we got to solve a lot of the problems and really focus on our infrastructure system. One of the reasons why our transportation is so bad is because our elected leaders have not planned ahead for the population growth that we've experienced over the last couple of decades. We build houses and townhomes and apartments left and right, but we're not making the same investment and planning into our infrastructure at the same rate. I don't want to see another home, you know, going up without us making an investment in our infrastructure system. And for a city our size, especially in Prince William County, we have a lot of commuters that go north, and we need to invest in rail. We need to invest in rapid commuter bus routes that go all over Northern Virginia, not just to D.C. I think we also need to reform what's called a smart scale system, which is part of the Virginia Department of Transportation, which decides how transportation repair dollars are spent all around the Commonwealth. And I think congestion should be the greatest factor for how our Department of Transportation decides where repairs are done across the Commonwealth. So those are just a few of the things that I want to propose. Anyone can go to my website and read it, votedj.com/traffic.
How is your family handling this? I alluded to it at the outset. It's a challenge, and I mean that. It's a sacrifice on the part of our candidates, whether at the local, state, or national level, to do this and run with integrity and run against considerable odds here in Northern Virginia, as the Democrats, it seems, have a stranglehold on a lot of these areas. What's the challenge like for your family, and how are they handling it?
Well, Don, I appreciate you asking about my family. My family is the most important thing in my life, next to my relationship with God. And before I'm ever a candidate, I am a husband and I am a father. And so that's a priority in everything that I do. And I appreciate you asking. To be honest with you, it's tough. I've been out knocking doors and going to events, and I'm not able to spend as much time with my children and my wife as I used to. But they are a part of this, and they fully believe in me and what we are doing in trying to turn Virginia back towards principles that we believe make the Commonwealth a great place to live and to raise a family. And you talk about Northern Virginia being a really tough area. Well, in my particular race, in Prince William and Fauquier County, it is a very, very winnable race. And all of the polling, all of the indications that you normally see in a local state house race, everything shows that we are neck and neck. We are tied. It's a toss-up race. And we believe that our opponent, the Democrats, believe that we are winning. And I only look at their behavior recently over the last 2 weeks, and they've gone completely negative. Many of your listeners on the show have probably seen several attack ads against me on network television during the local news at night. You don't run ads like that 2 weeks out from election unless you think you're losing. And that's exactly what we believe at this time. We have a great ground game, and we are convincing a lot of people to come out and really turn the tide in Virginia to make sure that we keep a lot of these principles and values in our culture.
I'm glad you mentioned that last part, because I was going to ask you my final question. Your campaign has responded to really the false attacks on the part of Guzman for delegate campaign. And you offer, in fact, a website that, in fact, points out the lies they've been telling, but also clears up any confusion. So I wanted to make sure we mentioned that. I understand that's at voterdj.com/attacks. Is that right?
Yes, voterdj.com/attacks. And they basically give the truth and explain what the attacks that are coming against me, both in the mail and on TV.
Well, I think you said it well. If they thought they were winning, they wouldn't waste their energy, time, or money. But that means they're running scared. On a national level, for me personally, it's kind of what they're doing to the president currently. The Democrats are just all-out assault because they have a great fear that 2020 is not going to treat them very well.
Yeah, I remember a time when Democrats used to be for something and actually trying to reform things. And lately, all I hear is what they are against and demonization. And I don't like that type of politics. And I'll tell you what, Don, there's a lot of voters in my district who don't like it either. They're, you know, they're disgusted of that style of nasty, smearing, divisive politics. And they want stuff done. People in my district want good quality schools. They want their tax money to be spent wisely. They want transportation solutions. They hate all of this other stuff. And I think with my case, I think the negative ads are backfiring, to be honest with you.
Well, I tell you what, let's make an agreement now that when you win, not if, but when you win on Tuesday, that soon after we'll get back together and rejoice together and talk about what's ahead for Virginia, all right?
Absolutely. That would be great.
Thank you, Daryl.
All right. God bless.
DJ Jordan, Daryl DJ Jordan Jr. and his website. I want you to make sure you check that out because there's so much more information on these various candidates' websites than we have time to unfold or get into. VoteDJ.com, VoteDJ.com. And if you want to check how they're responding to the attacks, the scurrilous attacks on them, VoteDJ.com/attacks.
On Friday, November 8th, the Renaissance Leadership Network is excited to welcome Nathan Art to discuss financing your dream. Nathan is the principal and founder of Ministry Solutions. With experience from his successful career in banking and private equity, he creates expert financial strategies that free up capital for his clients, allowing them to expand and advance their vision. Over the past 2 years, Ministry Solutions has worked with 16 of the top 100 fastest-growing churches in America. And in just 7 years, Nathan
Nathan has grown a small one-man shop into a mid-sized consulting firm with over $600 million in successfully funded and managed projects. At RLN, we provide access to the world's top leaders and experts who give you in-demand coaching and information that leads to measurable results. So whether you lead in church, business, or otherwise, register today at rlnleadership.com. Don't miss this session. That's rlnleadership.com.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
The Bible teaches us that we must provide for our families and set aside for our children and grandchildren. But do you have a plan to get that done? Why not learn how to trade in the stock market? According to the popular book, Cashflow Quadrant, investing is the best area in business for financial growth and time freedom. Attend Tradeway's exciting two-day event called Step 1 Start Your Journey, and we'll walk you through everything you need to know to trade stocks on your own. You don't need any previous experience to learn this powerful skill set, and you'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need to get started. Maybe this is the plan you've been looking for.
Join us at the National Conference Center, Leesburg, November 22nd and 23rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in Washington, D.C. who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you'll learn how to get started flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
Get two free tickets to Paul's workshop. Text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. I'm looking right now at just a brief summary of a book that Tony Evans wrote a few years ago and still can be ordered. I'd suggest that you may want to get one. How should Christian vote? How should Christians vote? And as a matter of fact, the review of it says, and it's a book I was aware of also, you probably some of you have read it, but if not, it's most timely even now, a few years later. It's one of our favorite questions, is God a Republican or a Democrat? and of course, the Republicans say, well, of course he's Republicans, and the Democrats say vice versa, if you will. But as Tony so well writes, and everything he writes is worth reading in my view, but he says many, if not most Christians, begin with the wrong question of who they should vote for rather than the more important question of how should they vote or how they should vote. That's really the question, seems to me. And of course, as you would expect, Dr. Evans turns us to Scripture, which is where, in other words, scriptural principles exist for both our personal and political quandaries, he says. You get that? Scriptural principles exist for both our personal and our political quandaries. We should be willing to dig deep to find them and move away from voting based on tradition or our mere preferences. Well, I like that candidate because, and it really has no biblical basis at all. And in other words, more than ever, folks, I think we'd all agree, regardless of your partisan persuasions, I think we'd all agree our nation is nearly bankrupt in terms of moral principles. I mean, as a whole, what we call the American body politic. Now, there are millions of Christians in that mix, you and me included, you and I included, and everyone else. That's the way it should be in a pluralistic society. But there comes the point at which, when a nation has lost its core values, that then everything slips and shifts. And we're like a ship right now, in my view, that slipped its moorings. And we're adrift on the sea of relativism and all the rest of it. And no longer are there any absolutes allowed. And, of course, these roots have been going deep into the recent history of our culture, and we're paying the price for it. You hear me say it? We just concluded the campaign with the Bible League, and I've argued from day one that is the most powerful force in the world to govern and guide a nation. Men much smarter than me or than you or any of us modern days perhaps knew this when they built the foundation of this republic. Some might say, well, yeah, well, they were pagans too. I mean, they were sinners too. Of course they were. There's never been a righteous person since Adam fell, except our Lord Jesus. But many of these men were committed to Christian principles, and many of them were, in fact, themselves believing and practicing Christians also. All of which to say is that our hope is somehow voting in a way that returns our nation to the fear of God and to the principles of the Word of God. And so when we look at candidates, I think that we need to look at what do they stand for. When you have, for example, in Virginia, as we've just been talking, a governor who's a pediatrician himself and yet is willing to even say that, well, perhaps even after the baby's born, we might make the decision then as to whether or not to let that baby live. I mean, that's just one case among many. We're going to be continuing to talk about these matters because they merit and demand, in fact, our attention in the days ahead. But I hope that on Tuesday, those of you who can vote in the Virginia elections, get out and do it. I certainly will. I hope you do. In the meantime, head for church this weekend. Get a good dose of the Word of God and the fellowship of the saints. That'll help you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
105 WAVA. Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.